the Lord's Prayer, as Luther interprets it, is a radical interpretation, and its exposition is best in the words of Luther. From the Large Catechism, "Give us this day our daily bread. Here we consider the poor breadbasket, the needs of our body and our life on earth." It is a brief and simple word, but very comprehensive. When you pray for daily bread, you pray for everything that is necessary in order to have and enjoy daily bread, and on the contrary, against everything that interferes with enjoying it. You must therefore enlarge and extend your thoughts. They are to include not only the oven or the flour bin, but also the broad fields and the whole land which produce and provide for us daily bread and all kinds of sustenance. For if God did not cause grain to grow and did not bless and preserve it in the field, we could never take a loaf of bread from the oven to set on the table. To put it briefly, this petition includes everything that belongs to our entire life in the world. Only for its sake do we need daily bread. Now, our life requires not only food and clothing and other necessities for our body, but also peace and concord in our daily business and in associations of every description with the people among whom we live and move. In short, everything that pertains to the regulation of our domestic and our civil or political affairs. For where these two relations are interfered with and prevented from functioning properly, there the necessities of life are also interfered with, and life itself cannot be maintained for any length of time. Indeed, the greatest need of all is to pray for our civil authorities and the government, for chiefly through them does God provide us our daily bread and all the comforts of this life. It would be fitting if the coat of arms of every upright prince were emblazoned with a loaf of bread instead of a lion or a wreath, or if a loaf of bread were stamped on coins to remind both princes and subjects that through the office of the princes we enjoy protection and peace, and that without them we could not have the steady blessing of daily bread. Let us outline very briefly how comprehensively this petition covers all kinds of relations on earth. Out of it, one might make a long prayer, enumerating with many words all the things it includes. For example, we might ask God to give us food and drink, clothing, house, home, and a sound body, to cause the grain and fruits of the field to grow and yield richly, to help us manage our household well and give and preserve to us a good wife, children, and servants, to cause our work, craft, or occupation, whatever it may be, to prosper and succeed, to grant us faithful neighbors and good friends. Again, to ask God to endow the emperor, kings, and all estates of men, and especially our princes, counselors, magistrates, and officials with wisdom, strength, and prosperity to govern well and to be victorious over the Turks and all our enemies, to grant their subjects and the people at large to live together in obedience, peace, and concord. On the other hand, to protect us from all kinds of harm to our body and our livelihood, from tempest, hail, fire, and flood, from poison, pestilence, and cattle plague, from war and bloodshed, famine, savage beasts, wicked men, and so forth. It is good to impress upon the people that all these things come from God and that we must pray for them. Thus, you see, God wishes to show us how he cares for us in all our needs and faithfully provides for our daily existence. Although he gives and provides these blessings bountifully, even for wicked men and rogues, yet he wishes us to pray from them so that we may realize that we have received them from his hand and may recognize in them his fatherly goodness toward us. Luther calls us to pray.